A French soldier has been killed during clashes with fighters in northern Mali. The French Defence Ministry has released a picture of the slain soldier, identified as Harold Vormazila. Earlier in the day, French President François Hollande said the soldier died during clashes in the mountainous Ifor Haas region. The French Defence Ministry says nearly 20 fighters were also killed during the clashes. This is the second French troop death since last month when Paris launched its war on Mali under the pretext of halting the advance of fighters. The French military campaign has left thousands of Malians homeless. The European Union approved on Monday to join the war and send at least 500 troops to Mali. The bloc said the soldiers would remain in the country for 15 months, allegedly to train the Malian army. Let's go to London and talk to Aya Johnson, African policy analyst. Welcome to the programme. So, Mr. Johnson, why do you think France doesn't allow, first of all, for footage and, of course, reports coming out from the battlefield in Mali?
Well, that's a shame. But usually the case when you have military campaigns of this nature, like we saw in Iraq and Afghanistan with the United States, countries like the French, they tend not to be able to tell the full story. They want the stories to fit their own narrative. And sometimes they would try and keep certain stories that don't fit their narrative away from the rest of the world.
Of course, do you expect France to expand the Mali war to other African states?
Well, the Mali conflict as it is already spreading. Clearly, the French went in there for a quick victory. They went in there to get the job done within a short period of time. That hasn't happened. And we're already seeing that hostage taking is becoming rife across West Africa. We've seen that in Nigeria and, of course, in Cameroon and a few other countries. So that in itself is problematic. And of course, in Algeria most recently. So the Mali conflict is spreading. The question is that the French cannot be in all places at the same time. For that reason, their strategy is going to be problematic. Problematic because they needed the war to finish off quickly. They needed to be able to engage with the so-called enemy, as they see it, with the jihadists, which, as is happening now, already they're taking casualties. Public opinion will change. It's going to cost them a lot of money. Time is not on their side. And for that reason, their campaign is struggling and will continue to struggle for as long as they're on the ground.
But how much do you think the Mali war will cost France, especially in these bad economic times?
Well, these are desperate times for Europeans. And of course, many parts of the developed world are suffering. This is not a time to be spending money foolishly. Some would say that this is a wise move by the French because, as you know, Mali has uranium, it has gold. So those may be the brownie points. Those may be the things that will come out of this should they succeed. The bottom line is the military campaign will cost the French dearly. It will also impact on their resources. And of course, it's going to take time for them to see any form of success in the medium to long term. This is definitely a long-term campaign, and I'm sure they are already thinking, why are we still here? How can we get out? We don't have a roadmap in sight. So the French, they're struggling, and it's going to cost them financially, and of course, it's going to impact on their resources long term.
And very briefly, what about the refugee crisis? How worse can it get?
Well, Mali, like so many other West African countries and North African countries, are got a lot of fragile states. The element of fragility becomes that much more apparent. Weak borders. They're already struggling to resolve their own problems internally. Healthcare, education, infrastructure is poor. So for that reason, these countries will find it very, very difficult, the influx of refugees who would be seeking assistance. Already the displacement of people in the Sahel is already causing a bit of a problem. It's a very parched, dry area, and people are already starving. So for that reason, and of course, the fighting doesn't help. Women and children mostly affected.
Indeed. Aya Johnson, African policy analyst from London. Thanks for your thoughts there, sir.